All right, speaking of family, our next guest, well, he's a former defensive end. He spent 3 years with the Dolphins, and it turns out his sons, Joey and Nick, currently play in the National Football League. Nice enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game, John Bosa. How are you today, John?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us. Whitey in for Damon Bruce today, Ray Ratto, and Matt Kolsky. You and your sons, John, obviously you guys all have accomplished a lot, but what is it like to have one of your sons going to play in the Super Bowl?
Well, there's only one scenario that could have been better, and that is if the Chargers would have gotten it to the Super Bowl. But, I often, before the season, I kind of laughed thinking, wow, that would be neat. And then, obviously, the game being here in Miami. But, again, you know, the way the season went and just the way everything has turned out, just couldn't be happier for Nick. You know, he went through some tough times and has had some challenges with some injuries. But, in that last year was heartbreaking at Ohio State. But this year has just been just absolutely unbelievable. And sometimes I just have to pinch myself. But he'll be playing on next Sunday in Miami, and it's really exciting.
Nick said yesterday that Joey has been providing him with tips on how to deal with Patrick Mahomes. Would you understand it if Joey had said, I had to learn the hard way by chasing that guy all over the field, and damn, you'll damn well do it the same way?
No. I mean, Joe, to be honest with you, Joe's the most profound help that Joey provided to Nick was really in the younger years when Nick was still in high school and Joe was at Ohio State. And then when Nick was at Ohio State and Joey was in the league. So those gaps was really when Joey's help was immeasurable, because he was teaching, he was teaching Nick these techniques in high school. And obviously, you know what happens when you have Nick in high school and then having that kind of tutoring. And then, of course, with Coach Johnson at Ohio State, just kind of continued what Coach Jay had done with Joey. But he's always been, and he's just, I always joke, I said, Joe, you've been a really, really good big brother. He really has. He's been wonderful. For now, I am a little questioning, though, on everybody saying, I'm not sure. I know Joe's done pretty well against the tackles, but I'm not sure of the record with the Chiefs Chargers. So, I'm a little worried about that. So, Joe can certainly help him, maybe some of the nuances with those two tackles.
So talking about the assistance Joey was able to provide while, 4 years ahead or 3 years ahead of Nick.
Right.
One thing that has just been repeated over and over again from every expert that watches Nick this year is just how advanced all of his pass rush sort of style is, that he already has counters for things that a lot of times guys come into the league and it takes them a couple seasons to figure out, okay, when I get blocked this way, I do it that way. Obviously, Joey is part of that, but I have to imagine, since Joey had some of the same abilities early on, you must have started working on things like hand fighting with them really young, right?
Well, the hand fighting part of it, I can't take any credit for it, to be honest with you. Because back when I played, that really wasn't even part of our toolbox, as Coach Jay would say. So, no, I can't take any credit for that. What I will say is Nick has been an instinctive defensive player since youth league. And his ability to catch hands, sometimes you watch what he does and you take it for granted, but he's going full speed up the field and he literally can catch the offensive lineman's punch. And if you watch him closely, his hand fighting and his actual ability to leverage the guys, either they grab underneath the forearm or actually catch their hand, that's something that I haven't seen too many people do. I mean, Joey does it to an extent. Nick is so instinctive, and the way that he's been taught, and then his ability to, a lot of guys have unbelievable coaching, right? But can they equate that to on the field? Can they put what they've learned in practice or, watch it? Can they do that when it's full speed and these tackles are trying to do counter moves. That's something Nick can do, and he's been able to do it for a long time. He really flipped the switch after his sophomore year when they played the bowl game in against USC, which he had a great game. But when I watched him in that spring, during spring football, he was a different player. He was so much more advanced than just, you know, a couple months before in the Fiesta Bowl. So that instinct that he has, and then his ability, his hand-eye coordination is just, it's very unique. But he's been doing unique things all his life.
John Bosa, nice enough to join us, former defensive end in his own right, father of Nick and Joey. And John, forget about Joey's advice for a moment. What advice would you give Nick about trying to contain Patrick Mahomes? And did you ever chase around a quarterback who, would you say, was somewhat comparable to Patrick Mahomes?
Well, the closest I ever got was Randall Cunningham, and I sacked him in Philadelphia in Old Vet Stadium. So, you know, there's a couple things that I give him advice, and obviously I've never coached them. I always just wanted to be dad, and we were very fortunate from youth football on that they had wonderful coaches, and I never felt the need to step in. You know, but for him, you know, any week, of course, especially in Super Bowl week, two stories come to mind. Number one, and I think Nick is uniquely suited for this, where he really doesn't care about all the noise at all. I mean, I talked to him. He has no interest in all of the pre-Super Bowl hype, and that's what it takes to stay focused and then go play a football game. Now, he's got unbelievable coaching. He's got unbelievable teammates. And the one thing I did tell him is, you know, Danny used to, the quarterback at the Dolphins when I played, you know, Marino, when he lost that Super Bowl, he thought, and he says it on interviews, he thought he'd be back to the Super Bowl four or five times and win a couple. And so I did say to Nick, I said, listen, remember, you know, Dan Marino's story, because it's a unique opportunity. It's an opportunity that most players never have in their careers. So just, you know, go about your business, and then go play, have fun and play a football game. But it is, you know, definitely, you know, enjoy the moment and enjoy, you know, what they've achieved to this point. But there's one more game to play. And that's something that I don't even have to say to Nick, because he's already, you know, laser focused on the task at hand. So he's a very unique dude, and they're both very they're very focused on their craft, and they're really not interested in stardom or all the other stuff that comes along with it. They're football players, and they want to be the best that they can be.
Toward that end, though, while he's working as hard as he is to keep, quote, distractions away, there are people around him, not necessarily family members, who are part of the distraction in these 2 weeks. Are you serving as maybe a shepherd for people who would like to, you know, say hi or get a coffee with him or whatever? Just say, he's off limits these next 2 weeks. Is that one of the things that maybe you could do if asked?
Yes. I mean, you know, the agency that they're with, they don't bring any appearances or any, you know, commitments. They bring them to me first, and then I kind of sift through and see if it's something that the boys would be interested in doing. Obviously, they already know Nick. They know his personality, and they know his focus, and they have that respect. CAA is very good at that. So, and then as far as the 49ers press people, they're incredible. You know, so they handle the day-to-day things and the commitments that are expected from players. And that's fine. You know, those things, those kind of commitments are part of being an NFL football player and representing your team and your franchise. So those things, you know, Nick has no problem doing. But anything outside of that, everything goes through me prior to getting shown to Nick. And I know, you know, what he might have time to do, and he can, you know, obviously he can say, Dad, yes or no, and it's understood. So But the 49ers do a wonderful job of kind of handling the obligations that the players need to fulfill. And then anything other than that, you know, Nick's, you know, it's his hometown, but that doesn't matter. It's all about that football game.
So at the beginning of our conversation, you said the only thing better would be if the Chargers had gotten there too, and you could have both your sons in the big game. And I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't point out that really the much easier way to do that is if they're both on the same team.
Good question.
And also, I just happen to notice that Joey's contract is up after next year. How do we get him here to the Bay Area and put the Bosa boys on either side?
Super question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Joe has obviously is very committed to the Chargers. They've picked up his fifth-year option, so he's under contract with them, and then obviously there's franchise tags that could tie him up for a couple more years. So, you know, Joey's very happy. He loves his teammates. Obviously, he wants to win more, and that's what he strives for, and that's what he brings to that organization and last year. And I mean, he's a quiet leader on that team, and he loves those guys, and he wants that D line to be the best it can be. So, you know, he's a Charger, Nick's a Niner. They both bring, you know, very special special things to both those teams. And the future is, you know, when you're drafted in that top 10, the contracts they're pretty tight, on behalf of the teams. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But certainly, you know, Joey's moving into a new stadium, and it should be an exciting time for the Chargers.
John Bosa, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations, and enjoy the game, sir.
Thank you. I'm very blessed, and it was very nice to be with you guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. John Bosa joining us. Yeah, take care.